The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Real Estate Radio LA. This radio program talks about the good, the bad, and the ugly of real estate today right here in Los Angeles. Take the opportunity to ask your host, Gil Ascarati of eXp Realty, one of the fastest growing real estate companies in the United States, about his incredible experiences in the real estate market. From agents to owners to property managers, fixing and flipping houses, and everything in between, he has seen it all. These topics and more right here, right now on Real Estate Radio LA. And now your host, Gil Ascarati.
Welcome to Real Estate Radio LA. I am your host, Gil Ascarati, the real estate agent to the stars. You are all stars to me. A real estate agent for 25 years right in LA, and that's where Real Estate Radio LA was born. So I'm going to repeat my phone number. Please take it out and put it in your phone, and if you like what you hear, refer me to your friends, family, call me on your particular situation, but I have to cover my butt. So my DRE number is 0129-8646. This show is for entertainment and information purposes only. It is not done to give you legal or accounting advice. Please consult your professional on your particular situation. But Real Estate Radio LA is dedicated to real estate right here, right now, with this craziness. You know, right here in the summer of 2022, interest rates, politics, what's going on with the market. And if I say I'm going to answer the questions for my my listeners, the first five most popular questions are, is the market going to crash? What do you think? Is the market going to crash? When do you think the market's going to crash? And hey, Gil, is the market going to crash? Those are the top five calls and emails that I've been getting on topics of real estate. So we're going to talk about that. But today we actually have an interesting twist on real estate. And I mentioned it in my last shows about Airbnb and short-term rentals and how that changes the math. Now, I got caught. We pre-recorded the show. So I got caught on the freeway in LA, and very normal at this time to get caught up in traffic. I got caught. So I had to do the interview, believe it or not, this is going to be taped in my car with my guest, Steve Barbarich of vacationhomes365.com. And he is a short-term rental consultant, if that makes any sense. Short-term rental consultant, not just Airbnb. Short-term rentals is 30 days or less. And he talks about being a property manager, but that's different. We do property management as well. My partners do. I don't. But property manager is somebody who takes care of your property and your tenants for a year or two and takes care of all the details. This is different. So I hope you guys enjoy this twist on real estate. Again, it is done in my car while I'm driving. And Steve was a champ, but he's on a very, very tight schedule. So we are going to start the interview with Vacation Homes 365 and Steve Barbarich.
Steve Barbarich, welcome to the show, buddy. Tell me a little bit about you, your company, and what makes you the vision behind the mission. Tell me a little bit about you. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Gil, for having me. Yes, I'm the CEO of a company called vacationhomes365.com, and we manage properties all over L.A. County and Orange County. And it started out with, just a few of my own properties in the beginning, and it just word of mouth referrals and all kinds of things. Now we've essentially been doing this for 9 years, and we manage about 100 properties in this area.
And that's fantastic, because I'm not only somebody who is interested in all things real estate, and that's why I sought you out, not only for this interview, but as of personal properties that I have. You are doing a great job on a property I have in Sherman Oaks, and it's only a two-bedroom, two-bath. And you've been amazing so far. Very first week, you rented out for a month. So I am an advocate. You are considered a vacation rental consultant. Would that be a good way to put it?
Yes. And we work, the company as a whole is considered a property management company, but it specializes in short-term rentals. So usually when people hire a property management company, they think about one-year leases. And so this is like an alternative. We're still a property management company. We work on a month-to-month basis with clients. But in our business model, we're doing short-term rentals. And they still don't have to do anything. We just manage the whole thing as short-term rentals. And generally, people make more money in this model. And that's the difference.
And short-term rentals are defined by 30 days or less.
Exactly.
Right. So somebody wants a weekend house, 3, 4, 5 days. Houses are better than condos. We talked about that because of the HOA. And about real estate, if somebody's going to take a property management company like me, I'm in real estate, I'm the traditional, I get somebody in the for a year lease at $5,000 a month, your company, pretty much, and obviously you don't guarantee anything, but your returns have been about what on a $5,000 a month normal house that would rent out? What would you, your returns be?
Yeah, it's on average at least 2x, two times the long-term one. And this is empirical. Like we took all our properties, about 300 to 400 that we managed over the years, and it's just we did it empirically. It turns out to be about 2x what the long-term rent is. And if they have features like pools and outdoor areas, it's more. It can be like 2.2 to 2.5 times the long-term rent.
What I call the wow factor, a beautiful view, a golf course, or something
exactly.
really special pool, backyard, gazebos, and that whole sexy real estate.
And sometimes a location, right next to like SoFi Stadium or down, or, you know, some of these places that might get a lot of events.
Disneyland,
yes.
Right, that's a good one. Universal Studios, the touristy spot, because you have people from all around the world coming to L.A., and obviously an Airbnb or short-term rental is a lot more economical than paying $200 or $300 a night for a hotel, and then you got to go, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah, exactly. And in these houses, people always wonder if these big houses can rent well, and they're fully booked. You know, it's just a secular trend. And people are traveling as groups. Work people are traveling as groups, and families are traveling. You know, so they can stay in these huge homes, even though it looks like $1,000 a night. When you break apart, like, you know, eight people, it's still a lot less than a hotel. And people also like to cook at home, enjoy their time at home, so they have all the features and amenities. So it's quite popular.
Exactly. So instead of having to get 3 or 4 hotel rooms and again, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you break it up into 3 families. You bring grandma, you bring the kids, you bring the grandkids, almost a little family vacation all under one roof. So that's why these 4, 5, 6 bedroom houses, there's a big
And this COVID, exactly. And this COVID trend too. People are like actually afraid to go to some of these public hotels too.
Right. That's great because it makes more financial sense, and it makes more, you know, there's a safety factor there and comfort. Now, one of the things that really impressed me, because I know you do from A to Z, and when we say everything, you literally do everything. So if somebody has this house that's vacant and no furniture, can you take care of that?
Yes, that's quite popular. I would say at least 50% of people, I mean, or more, have that issue, like, well, how do I get furniture? So we have a design team of 3 people. We've done more than 100 homes in the last 3 to 4 years. So we do it at cost, actually, a cost of the furniture and the cost to just pay directly the designer, you know, because we're just trying to get the project done for renting the house later, you know, making money on the house.
You do it faster, and you do it better, and you do it more economical.
Exactly. It's like, you know, if someone tries to do it themselves, it's hard to do in 2 weeks, you know. So we're able to get it done in a couple of weeks, And the price that we do it at, we're just so good at getting things because we want that ROI. So we're very sensitive with our clients of having a very low number, how much we spend. We want them to have the ROI. So we try to spend as little as possible. And of course, on a luxury house, there's a little bit different level when, you know, you want a little nicer stuff because you're going to get a better return on those. But we there is an art to spending less, doing it quicker, because as soon as you list these properties, they rent within 24 to 48 hours. They're not like long-term rentals that take a long time to rent.
Right. And I say you're not looking. You're a very successful person. I really appreciate that you taking the time not only to be with me, but if you took my two-bedroom, two-bathroom Sherman Oaks, you're not looking for quantity. You're looking really for quality, because if it's not going to rent and it's not going to be a good investment for them and good, you know, good investment of your time, then you'll just be honest and not take it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let us know how we can get a hold of you, Steve, because I promise you I'd get you off the phone. That's why we're doing the interview over the phone while I'm on the freeway on the 101. But tell me how we can get a hold of you and your company.
Yeah, the best way is just to go to the website, vacationhomes365.com, vacationhomes with an S and then the numbers 365.com. Our phone number, 800-855 number is right there. It goes directly to me. I'm the one that handles actually all onboarding the new clients and the rest of our large staff. We have 58 people do the cleaning, operations, maintenance, and marketing. So, but that number will go directly to me.
And I will fill in blanks, and I am an advocate and a customer. So I promise you I'll get you off the phone, and I will. So I really, really appreciate it. I'll fill in the blanks, Steve. You and I will spend more time together, but thank you for being with us.
Okay, thank you, Gil.
So there you go. I hope you got a lot out of that. Again, I apologize if the quality of audio wasn't there, but I think the message was. And that's really what I want you guys to get out of this is, me being a real estate agent, and I always say this, if I am the same as everybody else, then there's no difference. And it always comes down to just commission and price. I have to be different. And this is going to be one of my unique buyer propositions. So if you are a buyer and someone who's looking to invest and is looking at the market saying, huh, I don't know where the market's going. I'm going to wait 3, 4, 5 years. If the prices go down, I want to buy low. But does that mean you don't want to make money in the next 3, 4, 5 years? So remember my slogan, it's always a good time to make a great investment. So now if you look at an investment, you've got to look at it differently, and I'm going to help you do that. And I'm going to sort of tie up all the loose ends in the interview with Steve after the break. But it's one of those things that I just want you guys to understand. I do things differently. I'm not your typical real estate agent who's just going to say, hey, let's put it in the MLS. I'll take some pictures. Maybe I'll help you stage it. We'll have some open houses, and this is what I charge. And then they try to razzle and dazzle you with a bunch of social media stuff, and you're going, wow, that's great. It's all the same. If you are in the MLS, you are going to get the exposure all over the world because we use something called the World Wide Web, or also known as the Internet. So your exposure is there, but it's a business. And if it's a business, we got to look at the numbers. And if you want to sit down and look at numbers that are a lot more reasonable, and your ROI, your return on investment, is going to be a lot better with a consultant and a coach and a real estate guy who comes across as a businessman, not just a real estate agent. So this is Gil Oscarati. We're going to take a break. This is Real Estate Radio LA. You can find me at realestateradiola.com, and we'll be back right after this. Attention seniors, is your family all grown up and out of the house? Are you still living in that big home with all that monthly maintenance? Maybe it's time to downsize, or should I say, right-size. Gil Oscarati here, VXP Realty, your trusted real estate guy on the radio. If it's time for a smaller house or moving closer to family, take advantage of today's hot real estate market and call me for a free, no-obligation home evaluation. More than likely, you're sitting on a gold mine. That's money you could use for a comfortable retirement, to travel, or to help family members. Don't lose it now, this late in the game. Call me, Gil Oscarati of eXp Realty, to help you plan your next move. 818-632-8006. That's 818-632-8006. Or go to realestateradiola.com. That's realestateradio.la.com. And remember to tune in to Real Estate Radio LA every Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 870, The Answer.
DRE number 01298646.
Welcome back to Real Estate Radio LA. So before the break, we were talking to an Airbnb or a short-term rental consultant. Okay, so Steve, so call me. I can sort of help you answer some of those questions. He is a very busy guy. That's why we did the interview the way we did. Hard to get a hold of him. But again, he's looking for more quality than quantity. So we will let you know if it is something that is something he'd be interested in taking over. But I want to tie up some of the loose ends on how he gets paid, for instance, and what he does and why he's so different. Airbnb or short-term rentals or renting to insurance companies, for example, sounds like a great idea. But let me tell you something. It's not as easy as it sounds. So I own a couple of condos in Sherman Oaks, two bedrooms, two baths. And there's no HOA. There's no homeowners association. My mom and I own downstairs, upstairs, and there's one other unit. There's only three units in the complex. So I don't have to worry about my other, other condos in the complex complaining that there's parties or the parking or people are coming in and out. So we own two out of the three, and we reached out after we bought out our partners, and we reached out to Steve to handle the Airbnb. Because with 25 years of experience, and again, my mom is a real estate agent, my brother is a real estate agent, he's a contractor, we've been here for 50 years, we couldn't figure it out. Airbnb makes it difficult, believe it or not, and puts on a bunch of rules on how to get a permit in a city, and it may be the city that does it. So it's not as easy as it sounds. You have to prove you live there. I don't live there. It's an investment property. They made me have some proof of some documents that I lived there. Again, I don't live there, but I have the deed with our name on it. I have the water bill with our name on it, the tax bill with our name on it. And believe it or not, Airbnb wouldn't accept that. So out of frustration, we reached out to somebody. And to be honest with you, I don't really want to handle it. I don't want the calls. I do property management. I don't want to have to go over there and clean it. My cleaning crew can't come in, and there's booking and there's fees and asking too much and asking too little. So again, that's why it's so highly recommended. So it isn't as easy as it sounds. And within a week, Steve and his company and his team, like he said, he's got 40 or 50 people on his team, come in. And they take care of all the details. They have that list, the towels, the coffee maker, the microwave, the popcorn, the little things that you need in an Airbnb. Otherwise, you get a bad rating and you're out of business, buddy, right? Once the ratings go bad. So does it go perfect? This was our first one. Very first day, the lock wasn't working. They called him. The very first day, for some reason, the internet, because again, we weren't living there, wasn't working. He handled all that and takes care of the client and got us, instead of $2,700 or $3,000 a month on a typical lease, in his very first month, he got us $3,700. And in that month, now he's going to start ramping up the calendar on the Airbnb side where you actually make more money. So in a month lease, you'll make probably about 25 to 30 or 40% more than you usually would make. But in short-term rentals, you actually make about two times the example that we said. So if your house would rent for $5,000, he would get you $10,000 a month. Think about that. And he's got this algorithm that helps you on understanding, or helps him understanding, the hot markets where he can, instead of getting, $500 a day, he can get $600 or $700 a day because there's a big demand. It's a hot weekend, or it's a holiday weekend, and some holiday weekends maybe aren't as popular. Thanksgiving, maybe it's more of a home type thing. So if you have a big luxurious house and you don't want to sell it and it's not renting, call me. Let's figure it out. And again, I don't make money there. I just want to be your go-to person on anything real estate. So anything over a month, he makes about 10%. So on $3,700, he makes $370. 10%. On short-term rentals, a week, 5 days, 2 weeks, he makes 20%. But instead of me getting $3,000 a month, I'd be making $6,000 a month. Good for him, good for me, all right? And again, if you have that wow factor, You have that pool. You have that view. You're close to Magic Mountain. You're close to Universal Studios. You're close to Disneyland. You're close to the beach. You're central. You're close to downtown LA. People look at that in a map, Airbnb. And when people are looking at this stuff, it's the world they're looking at. They're coming from all over the world and looking at a central location. He used Whittier as an example, and he said it's unbelievable the demand in Whittier. But if you look at a map, it's close to everything. It's close to Orange County. It's close to the beach. It's close to Anaheim and Disneyland. It's close to the mountains. So there's that year round. And he says, on an average, he rents about 22 out of 30 days a month. He would rather reduce the price. And again, he does this all for you. He reduces the price instead of it going empty. So that's how he gets paid, 10 to 20%, and does everything. The cleaning crew shows up. They clean it. Remember, Airbnb, the tenant pays for the cleaning crew. You don't. It's in there. It's a per night, and it's a cleaning fee. All right? The part that really impressed me the most is if your house is vacant right now, and it's not selling, and you're thinking about doing something, but you're going, oh my God, now I got to go buy furniture at IKEA, and I got to go to Target and get plates, and I got to get towels, and I got to get shampoos, and I got to get air fresheners and toilet paper and all those things. Or you can call me, and I can put you in contact with Steve, and he can handle that, okay? So real estate is a business. This is a different way to look at it. So I want you to reach out to me, Gil Ascarati, 818-632-8006. That's 632-8006. If you're an investor and you've sold something and you're looking for an investment, let's sit down and look at it. Because one of the things I love about him, he'll tell you, hey, some of these markets, like he doesn't do Palm Springs, but we know Palm Springs has a lot of Airbnb, but he does Joshua Tree, right? There's certain markets that he does that knows that do a lot better. I'm going to give a little shout out to Mike and Joan. I won't say your last names. Out in Ventura, they've called me. They're thinking about making a move. I think this would be a great opportunity for you guys. Your Ventura house, we get it Airbnb'd. You're going to make more money. There's going to be a cash flow. You're talking about retirement. This is a plan that no one else is offering, and I will help you do that. Meanwhile, where do I make the money? Because I'm going to help them buy a house in Camarillo or in Agoura, or in an area closer to their work before they retire. So if you have a one-story home, newer construction, nice, around the $1 million range, $800 to $1 million, please call me. I have a built-in buyer. I'd love to talk to you about it. I can do something on my commissions and make the seller happy, make the buyer happy, and create a new business model for you guys. And again, unique selling proposition. If I'm not unique, I'm exactly the same. So that's Gil Ascarati's pitch. I am self-funded. I am not bought and paid for by your politicians. So I don't have commercials. The commercials are me. So if you like what you hear and you enjoy this radio station and you want to support what we stand for and what we're talking about, please call me. Ernie Cabrera, thank you for trusting in me. We listed his house within weeks. He did everything I asked him to do, got it ready, and we've got a bidding war, believe it or not, in this market, which is very, very competitive right now because it's not a buyer's market, it's not a seller's market, it is a real estate market. And we were able to create 15 or 17 offers because he did what I told him to do. So congratulations, you and your family. I know you guys are listening, so this is a shout out to the Cabrera family. What else can I tell you? It's time to pick up the phone and put my number in there, 818-632-8006, or go to realestateradiola.com. That's realestateradiola.com. And you can email me some of your questions and some of the topics you want me to talk about. Maybe next week I will do a shout out for you. But if you're thinking about buying or selling or going through divorce, please call me and I will be that independent third party consultant coach that we all need when it comes to big business, and real estate is big business. So realestateradiola.com is signing out. I will talk to you guys next week. Wilbur, can you still say God bless you in this country? You can? God bless you, God bless America, and God bless our troops.
You've been listening to Real Estate Radio LA with your host, Gil Ascarati of eXp Realty. If you would like to contact Gil directly, go to realestateradiola.com. That's realestateradiola.com or call him right now at 818-632-8006. That's 818-632-8006. If you're interested in learning more about the unique selling propositions he's spoken about on the show, or if you're a licensed real estate agent looking to join a successful team, Gil is looking for talented, ambitious professionals all over California. Log on to realestateradiola.com or call Gil at 818-632-8006. That's 818-632-8006.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.